90 WKZO. It is Jim and it is Dave Pulowski. Yay!
Hello. Row the boat.
Row that boat. Yeah. Row that. We'll talk about that later.
All right.
Yes. Grab an oar and let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Dave's getting ready to embark on a great trip, but he decided to come in and play with us first.
Yes.
Which is nice. And as always, you're invited in at 382-428. I'm going to warn you ahead of time again. Our engineer is vacationing because he's working mornings. So that means Roger's going to be ticked when he comes back. I'm just an engineer? Well, yeah. Okay. So we'll be playing phone roulette.
All right.
Maybe. Depends. If I have a good vibe about the call, then we'll go ahead.
All right.
Your best way of getting in is via the text line, 080-373, all these smarmy and snarky texts that you want. We've got some topics. We're going to row the boat. We're going to talk a little bit about a survey that came out about Kalamazoo and motorists and all that good stuff. So lots of good stuff. And then, you know, of course, whatever else we want to come up. Oh, and by the way, Carolyn Minder is going to be by Dr. Sports at 4:45. She and I have to make our first pigskin pick. For this year, you know, here's the thing: if you beat Carolyn and I, you'll get an entry into the grand prize drawing. If you pick the right teams each week, you have a chance at a $20 gift card from Wayside West.
And where do you sign up to do that?
Well, you go to 1660thefan.com. It's funny you should ask.
All right,
click on the pigskin pick'em in the quick links, and then make your picks. And you never know, you might be a winner. And trust me, I'm going to tell you something: winning against me is not hard. Ask my family, because we do a family football pool every year. Carolyn can be a little bit tougher. She's, you know, my only rule is don't pick the Lions. And the last few years, that one year they were 0-16.
Never bet for or against the Lions,
I almost won our family football pool because of that. Almost. But almost only counts in horseshoes, jarts, hand grenades, and atom bombs. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. All right. So quickly before we start the show, friend of mine and I are out to lunch. Go to Texas Corral.
Sure.
Just down the road.
Yep.
And one of the hostesses, I'm guessing she's a hostess, her name is Elizabeth Nieto.
Oh.
And Elizabeth is charming and everything. Comes over, and we were talking, and I mentioned that being radio and whatever. Her mother, and please forgive me if I mispronounce, I believe it's Patricia Petit. I think that's how she pronounced her last name. Was in a group called the Petites. Now, if you watch the Ed Sullivan Show on CBS,
I know not
you,
but
or the George Gobel Show, which is even before a little bit. The Petites were and the kids next door. They would go on and they would sing, and everything. And I'm thinking, God, I mean, you can't go anywhere anymore. Small world, it really is. And she showed us some pictures. Her uncle just recently passed away, and he was a part of the group, and that's how she had the pictures. Oh. Great pictures. Saw George Gobel. Saw the Ed Sullivan Show. It was great.
Are they
it was
from
really
Kalamazoo?
Cool.
Or?
I don't know. Okay. I really don't know. But I appreciate Elizabeth sharing.
That's great.
The stuff. It's really kind of cool. So we'll have to look up some stuff on the internet and see what we can find about the. She says there's stuff on YouTube. So if you want to look, you spell the name capital Petits. That's how you spell it. It looks like it's Petits, but it's Petites.
All
so
right.
Cool. Nice start to the day. It really was.
Very good.
So thanks, Elizabeth. Appreciate that very much. I do. All right, you want to start the show? What better way to start the show than this?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Love the Duke. Love the Duke.
I have quite a few Duke movies.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, gosh, too many to name.
I have three. Three-way tie.
Rio Lobo.
Yeah? I love Rio Lobo.
That's a good one.
Mr. Phillips, what it will take you to stop
Big
playing
Jake's a good one.
Take a beer. Yeah. McClintock is one of my favorites. And I love if you have the director's commentary. Wow. Listen to it, because the mudslide scene apparently was the coldest day of filming. And, man, it was not only cold going down, but hitting that water, which is why I think John Wayne only went down once.
Wow.
And then the other one's the Hellfighters.
Mm.
I love the Hellfighters. Just good movie. Really good. But Rio Lobo,
The Alamo.
Huh?
Played Davy Crockett.
Yeah, I mean, there was only, three or four movies that he actually died in? The Alamo he died in, the Shootist he died in.
Yeah.
I think the Sands of Iwo Jima he died in, or was it the Flying Leathernecks? Something.
Wow.
Yeah. Not very. He was in a movie when he was younger called Pittsburgh that they show every once in a while on late night television. It was pretty kind of cool. Marlena Dietrich was in that movie, too.
Wow.
All right. Enough of this reminiscence here or whatever. Last night, Kalamazoo City Commission meeting, a study was presented, commissioned by the Public Safety Department, with some disturbing findings. According to this, African-American drivers in Kalamazoo are twice as likely to get pulled over by a public safety officer than white drivers.
It was interesting.
Some city commissioners seemed surprised, but Mayor Hopewell and Commissioner Moore said it was no surprise, and Mayor said it was unacceptable. Yeah, it is unacceptable.
That's for sure.
One, there was a comment that was made, though, that kind of intrigued me, I think. And that the thing was, Dave, when you make a blank comment like the predominant number of those pulled over on the north side of town were African American. The north side is predominantly African American just because of population density or makeup. That would stand to reason, I would imagine. I mean, it doesn't excuse the numbers here, but it explains a little bit. And if they're, you know.
Sure. Well, I can tell you, I just got the report up at headquarters just before I came here, so I have not had a chance to read it. But I will be this weekend. I'll be on a long trip. But, you know, the good thing is that we have a study. People are finding out what's going on, the truth. You know, Michigan is one of the most segregated states in America, you know, and I think that, you know, that says something. So we need to work. And the best thing is that we're studying it so we can fix it.
Well, the consultant, Dr. John Lamberth, said that if the number had been between 1 and 1.5, there wouldn't have been a problem, but the average was 2.3, and the numbers were even higher at 5 locations around the city. And I guess they took data from about 12 different locations and compared to data. I guess I'd like to see the report to see exactly what locations were higher than that, because I think you have to apply population demographics to those to see if it skews the numbers at all. And the reason I say that, so if you are in a neighborhood that is 90% black, African American, okay, and the number is higher there. Well, it's gonna be higher there because there's a higher density of African Americans living there. I think. I mean, that would just stand to reason.
Yeah, I don't know. I've not read the report, but I will. And you know, those are the questions I have. You know, and I'm glad they did this report. I think the chief has been doing a great job. I think he's forthright, and he's been doing a good job to get this out on the front border.
Yeah, he has.
And I kind of agree with the mayor and Stephanie Moore. I think, you know, if they speak from experience, and it's hard for me to say, you know, because I'm not there, but they are.
So. Yeah, it is unacceptable if the number is that high. A couple of things. I do agree with you 100% on Chief Hadley. He has been above board on almost on everything that he's done since he's become chief, and I think that's a refreshing.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a refreshing part of that. The second thing is he said they may need some outside help, which is nice because, you know, it's tough when you're the chief of the public safety department or the police or whatever to admit that you might need to bring somebody in from the outside to help you solve a problem in your own city.
Sure.
The third thing is it's election season. This is going to become an election issue. There are going to be city commissioner candidates
that I'm sure
are going to zero in on this. And that's, I don't know for good or bad or ugly, but I think it's a big enough deal that I really do believe that there are some candidates that are going to target this as a possible, if I get to be commissioner, we're going to change this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
As we've said before, the Kalamazoo City Commission election is the most partisan, nonpartisan election in the state of Michigan.
Well, I disagree.
Really? You don't think so?
Sure. Why? Oh. What makes Portage any different?
Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
All right.
I don't want to mention it on the air.
I mean, just on the other side. That's all.
I mean, what really surprises me, too, is we haven't gotten any comments on it, that people haven't commented on this.
Well, I think it's new. I think a lot of people didn't even know this study was going on. I think, that probably caught a few people off by surprise. I'm glad it's getting out there. And, transparency and, getting the truth out there is the best recipe for fixing things the good way.
Now, one thing that this report found that I found very interesting was, excuse me, part of the article at WKZO.com says if you were blind, using the quoting fingers, if you were black, you are also more likely to be asked to step out of your car and have it searched, but you are a little less likely to have contraband than whites, when they had their cars searched.
Well, and college town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Again. Yeah. That.
I just briefly looked at the report. I did not read it, but among the statistics were, you know, how many were handcuffed, how many were actually asked to get out of the car, how many. So it's a very thorough report, as far as I can tell from the cover of the brief, you know, fingering through it. But I'm interested to read the entire thing, and I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, and it's going to, you know, one of the things that Chief Hadley said was this is not going to be an easy fix. This is going to take months, probably years, before the situation is corrected, but they will take steps beginning now to start to correct things.
That's good. And maybe they should ask them, like I know Kalamazoo Township has their own police force. Maybe they should do, some intergovernmental cooperation or something and go from there. We'll see.
And, you know, Portage has,
has their own police department.
Well.
Yep.
So could be interesting. It could be. Oh, here we go. All right. So we're going to play phone roulette.
Okay. Roulette here we go.
All right. It is the trifecta. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, this is Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Oh,
you might want to turn your radio down just a little.
Yep, there we go. Got rid of it.
Okay.
Hey,
fire away.
One question here. If with this report on these people getting pulled over and profiled, whatever, what is the statistics on the crime rate of black versus white in the same areas?
That's a good question. I don't know if we ever had a survey on that.
I don't even know if that's addressed in the thing.
I don't. Yeah,
I know that most studies have said that, you know, most crime is committed white on white and black on black. It's very rare that it's
crossover.
You're
talking about the crime rate overall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how many whites got arrested compared to how many blacks got arrested?
You know, I don't know, but I bet Chief Hadley has that
information. That's in the report.
Is it a report?
Yes, I believe so.
And where that might be relevant is in the consciousness of the police officers. I mean, if they're seeing an overwhelming number of blacks committing crimes, then they would think that they would be kind of focused on that. You know, now, it might not be a entirely conscious effort on their part, but a thing of influence, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, no, I know what you mean. Thanks, Tim, we appreciate it. And then the other thing is, where do you cross the line over from doing your job and profiling?
Yeah.
You know that, and it's a thin line. But that's a good question. I know I would be willing to bet Chief Hadley has that information. But you said it was in there.
I believe so. I literally got it 5 minutes before I left the office to come here, so I didn't really get a chance to read it. But there was all kinds of graphs, all kinds of statistics broken down by race, by getting stopped, getting asked to step out of the car, getting handcuffed, whether or not contraband was found. All that stuff's in that that I could tell briefly, but it'll be interesting. The most important thing is the cities that have been in the forefront of fixing these problems, and we want to give the police all their due credit. They do a great job putting their lives on the line for all of us every single day. But the cities that have been the most progressive on this issue are the ones that have done these reports, maybe brought outside help in getting these problems put behind, and so that the justice is delivered equally and as it should be.
You know, the other thing I guess I would like to see possibly is any kind of comparison with cities the same size and possible same makeup as Kalamazoo. And if they've done the same study, how did theirs come out?
Right.
How did it show up? So, all right. Garrett Morris said it best. Baseball been very, very good to me. Well, it's going to be very, very good to Kalamazoo because we got a team coming to town.
New baseball.
Yeah. And
they'll be rowing the boat, too.
It's called the Kalamazoo. They're going to be rowing the boat.
Question mark. Maybe we should call them the boat.
The Kalamazoo Oars.
Oars.
There we go. We'll talk about naming the team next. That is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. Yes. 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta, and it is officially the trifecta now. It's my honor. Back after a long vacation in the Sahara or something. I don't know where the hell you were, but
I was out of the country.
When I said, you're talking about me being old, you know, when I started out in radio, this guy was there to help me because the first thing he told me is, man, you don't want to go in this business.
No, stay home.
And I followed your advice, right?
That's right. That's
it's
right.
Nice to introduce you again. It's a familiar voice for many, many years. Lots of sporting events. And, of course, and you and I both in our previous radio career up in Otsego. Denny Cooley, nice to have you here.
Thank you, Mac. It's good to be here.
Welcome back.
It's good to be anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's
when we
true.
Get to this age, you know.
Yeah, I'm hip. I'm with you. It's nice to have you. And this is an appropriate topic to bring you in on.
Love baseball.
You've forgotten more about baseball than we'll ever know, I think.
Oh, I love baseball.
So let's talk about this. We're going to get a brand new team. We have a brand new team.
Yeah.
Northwoods League. It's called the Kalamazoo. Yeah, okay. So if you go to WKZO.com and read the story, there's a link to the official contest page. Now, I've already entered my entry. In my entry, I'm going to stay with it. I don't care if Bud Siegel gets ticked off or not. It's the Kalamazoo Brewers.
I'd like the one that you came up with off air before we
went on. Oh, well, go ahead.
Well, this is your thing, but I like the Kalamazoo Promise.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think that's a great name.
There you go.
Okay, Mr. Nautical over there. Dave was saying he keeps making row the boat.
Yes,
row the boat. So you think that would be like maybe the Kalamazoo Oars?
Maybe or something. I don't know. I was thinking, you know, education community, something to do with, you know. First thing I thought of was Temple Owls. So, you know, the Kalamazoo Owls.
Kalamazoo Owls?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. Sure. Education.
The team in the rookie was
that kind of
the
was
Owls.
In the Promise, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. And
the Promise.
Western and
KVCC. We've come up with a few, you know.
What do we got? The Broncos, the Hornets, and then the Cougars.
And then I don't know what Davenport K-Wings. University is. I think they're the Cougars, too. Or something.
KVCC.
KVCC is the Cougars. Yeah. But I think Davenport may Cornerstone. I don't know. Something.
Couldn't tell.
Let's see. Is there any other? That wasn't it.
K-Wings.
When it used to be
the Kodiaks. We had the Kings.
We had the Kings, so we don't want to do either one of those.
What was the big they were on to do to the Kazoos, but somebody sued them a long time
ago. Golden
ago.
Kazoos or something like
I
that?
I can't remember.
I don't remember. Oh, and the other one was the indoor soccer team, the Kalamazoo Kangaroos.
Oh, yeah.
So they've had that too. And you can't use Derby Darlings because that's the roller derby team.
Right.
So
I don't think that'd be.
I don't think so either. So you think the Kalamazoo Prom. Well, you know,
I just,
you should go on and put. Now, I sent in Brewers. I did my entry. I said the Brewers.
Okay.
I think the Brewers would be good. If you win, if they pick your, you know, your one, the one who picks the winning team name will get season tickets for life in the honor of throwing out the first pitch at the team's home opener.
I don't think I could throw it 60 feet.
That's all right. Don't have to, man.
Okay.
You know.
20?
We'll get you a gun or something, you know. Bow and arrow.
Can I get a stand-in? I'll call my kid.
Here, we'll all throw. Yeah, get
That's
Mike
right.
over
I'll get
here.
Mike
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, get Mike
That's
out
right.
here. We can do that. He used to play baseball.
Yeah, he did.
As we all did at
That's
one
right.
point in time.
That's right.
So anyway, Associate Manager John Bollinger says it's all part of getting the public engaged. You can go to www.kzoobaseball.com. That's or you can go to wkzo.com and just follow the link.
Very good.
So
I would strongly encourage you.
You know, the Kalamazoo River? I don't know.
No, River.
The Kalamazoo PCBs? Here we go. Huh?
That could work.
Brewers.
That could work.
I'd rather go with Brewers.
I just think the Brewers, and I would say, you know, we call them the Brew Crew,
I think. Microbreweries.
Or the micro, I don't know.
Yeah,
Kalamazoo Promise, like you said. You know, and you go back in history, call them the Kalamazoo Strings. You know, Gibson
guitar.
Gibson guitar.
Right,
and
the paper makers.
Well, and then we made caskets. We made stoves.
We did.
Stoves.
Yeah.
In fact, I know someone who has an office in the old casket building.
Really?
Yeah, he's an attorney.
Is that apropos? I don't know.
It could be.
Maybe a state attorney?
Yeah. Well, you get your judgment, and then you just plant you right
and
there.
You're right there. There's a lot. Well, anyway, go to the website and send it in. You never know.
That's great. We're getting a baseball team again.
I think it's going to, and I think, no offense to the Frontier League, but hang on here. Thank you, Bob. I think that this league is probably a little more well run. There are a lot of franchises. They use college baseball players.
Are they Midwest League only,
or are they
all over the country?
All over the Midwest.
Oh,
yeah,
Midwest,
pretty much
okay.
all over the Midwest.
Yeah.
And well, there's good. A team in Battle Creek.
Wow.
The Bombers. And so we'll have a natural rivalry with them, which is cool. We call the I-94 series or
there
whatever
you go.
It is. If they can get past
M-96 series.
Well, and the thing is if they can get past the Galesburg Triangle when the bus goes back and forth, you'd be okay.
The thing with the Frontier League was you had some of the teams that were very successful, like Chillicothe. Because they'd been
Richmond
around so long
and
had a natural following, but some just couldn't make it if they were starting up.
And we had one championship year.
Yep.
The Kings did. Awesome.
Right.
Next year, I think we went to the championship, too, and that's when it flooded.
Yeah.
And we had to go down and play the series at a different ballpark, and we lost all three and lost
that's
the
right.
series.
That's right.
Well, Dick Raddatz Jr. is the owner and operator of the Northwoods League. He's the owner of the team. So
it's a great facility.
It is.
Too.
It's going to be revamped, and things are going to be cool. So go to WKZO.com, find the story, go to the link, put your name in. You never know. You might be the one who names the team. It'd be kind of cool. CBS Local News coming up next. We'll be back after the other side on the trifecta. Reach out, touch faith. 590 WKZO. It is the trifecta brought to you in part by Bronson Children's Hospital. Walk and 5K run on September 29th. Register at bronsonhealth.com/walkrun. It is the trifecta today. We have Dave Pulaski from the Kalamazoo County Democratic Party and an old friend of mine who's going to become a familiar voice on this station, I think, because he's getting better. I can see the face, baby.
I passed the test.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't pass out.
For radio.
Or run screaming from the room, either one. So, yeah, Denny Cooley is with us, and we're going to have Denny in more often. So this is cool. All right, so I got to ask you while we're waiting for Bob. We might as well, you baseball guys, okay. Does Miguel Cabrera have a reasonable chance to be the first person ever to repeat as a Triple Crown winner?
Yes.
You think so? Even though he's hurt a little?
Yeah.
I think reasonable chance.
Embellish, will you, for crying out loud?
Yes, he's going to get it.
I don't think he will get it, but if you say reasonable chance, sure. He's only about, what, four home runs behind Davis.
He leads in batting average, I think, doesn't
leads,
he?
Oh, he's got a 30-point lead in batting average.
What about and RBIs?
A healthy lead in RBIs, seven or eight. But he's trailing Davis in home runs by, I think, four.
Yeah.
So you say reasonable chance, sure. He's right in there with everybody else, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You don't think it's going to happen?
I really don't.
That sits up there with the 56-game winning streak.
Yeah.
When they talk about the hardest records in baseball to break, that would be consecutive triple crowners. Yeah. It's never happened.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm looking at it. He's 130 RBIs. Next closest 122.
Right.
He's at 43 home runs. Next, the second place to 47, and then his average is
close
355. To next one is 335.
Yeah.
So
now I think he is the MVP.
Yeah.
Hands down,
for sure.
Hands down. You know, because their team is going to obviously win the division and hopefully go further. So. He's a huge part of that, along with the fact that I think Scherzer should get the Cy Young Award.
Heard people gnashing their teeth on Facebook. Oh, he lost. He's 19-2.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I mean, and it was kind of apropos that Boston kept him from being the second pitcher along with Clements to be a 20-1 starter because he did it when he was with the Red Sox, so who better to stop it? It's two of the best teams in baseball, and they played two great games, which, by the way, is why I did not play We Suck Again, because they didn't yesterday.
No, that was a
game. I'm gonna use my judgment on this one. They did not suck again. No, they actually was a good game.
But they've only been playing 500 ball in the last 10 games.
Picky.
Well, it's a long season, too. So you're going to have those ups and downs, and that's going
to
happen.
By the way, in the Triple Crown thing, the one who's come closest to winning it again after they won it was Ty Cobb.
Wow, that long.
Yeah, that long. And he actually came in second in all three categories.
Wow.
So, all right, phone roulette. I know this is Bob. It's the one. It's the only. Bob Larson.
Now, what if it wasn't me?
Well, then I would feel embarrassed. But I'm looking at the clock,
but you nailed it.
Thank you. Dave Pulaski and Denny Cooley, friend
Dave
of mine.
Dave and Denny.
Dave and Denny. Yeah, this is the one, the only Bob Larson.
Hello, Bob.
How are you today, gentlemen?
We're good, very good.
Nice well, day, first huh? of all, calling us gentlemen is nice. I got to tell you, Bob, I'm loving this weather still.
Very nice.
So,
very good.
In just for that. So, three.
Three stars.
Three ding salute, yes. So, first of all, I can't wait to hear what the word's going to be because, I mean, you got to be running out of ways to describe this.
The word is tame.
Yeah, I like that one too.
And that's both a now cast and a future cast forecast, because as I look down the road, I don't see any troublesome weather really to talk about for the next few days, nothing brewing in terms of heavy rain or anything along those lines. It has warmed up today, but the dew point is still low. It's 57, so it's not humid. We get a little push of cooler air that comes down tonight and tomorrow, so tomorrow won't be as warm as today, but still nice, sunny, and in the 70s. Cooler tomorrow night, upper 40s, and it turns right around and warms up again on Friday, back to 80, but with continued low humidity.
Boy, you're just full of good news, aren't you?
Great.
It's 81 now, too, by the way. What's that at the airport?
It is 79.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, within a shot group.
2 days in a row within
I'm
two
telling
degrees.
You.
Yes.
Anything in the tropics to crow about yet?
Finally, some possible development. One system over the Caribbean. In fact, the Air Force Reconnaissance Hurricane Hunter plane has gone in to investigate it. this afternoon. They haven't found much yet, but that's an area that could try to develop over the next day or two. There's another area to disturb weather over the Yucatan Peninsula. It'll be drifting into the southern Gulf of Mexico. Might try to spin up a bit tomorrow or Friday, but it doesn't appear that that's headed toward Texas. It looks like it's moving due west. And so no immediate concerns, but at least there are two systems that have potential for development.
So Mexico will get hit again.
That's what it, right, right.
Ned, you know, it's only been hit, what, three or four times this year?
It's been a number of times, right, both on the East Coast.
And
West
the West
Coast,
yeah.
Pacific systems, yeah.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's nuts. So we there was something I was going to ask you, and it just like fell right out of my head, Bob. I really hate this. I know we're going geek on Friday.
How about
Friday.
Western football Saturday?
Well,
night?
You know what? When we talk on Friday, or maybe tomorrow, we'll get the forecast for football for Friday night high school and Friday night or Saturday football, both in the day and the night.
Yeah.
And because we have two games at night, Western Michigan and U of M.
We could probably talk about that tomorrow as well because
okay.
we have to we fit in all the geek.
Oh, the geek
on Friday,
stuff on Friday. That's right. So we should
probably
do our,
might be pressed.
We may
time,
have,
but,
we may have to do this from now on. Do the football forecast on
Thursday.
Right. It's not as all ignored. If there's anything significant, I'll be sure to mention that on Friday.
Oh,
but,
yes.
I can tell you this much. I'll give you a little sneak preview. It is going to be warming up significantly over the weekend. I talked about Friday bouncing back to 80 after tomorrow's mid-70s. I think it jumps into the middle and even upper 80s this weekend.
Okay, I have to ask for Jay. Is there a possibility you could hit 90?
That is a possibility
there
for next
go.
Week. I'm not
wow.
so sure about this weekend, but
all
maybe
right.
by Tuesday of next week.
Wow.
That is a distinct possibility.
Holy cats. Well, you know.
It is still summer.
That's
thanks
right.
For, you know what? You went the whole time without... Then you had to mention that.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Jeez, thanks, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Have a good. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. Yeah, Bob Larson, AccuWeather meteorologist extraordinaire.
Very good.
So now we're sort of the quad squad here because Carolyn has wandered in.
All right.
So.
Dr. Sports.
You don't wave in radio, okay? Say hi for crying out loud.
You weren't supposed to out me.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm just here to answer your phones because I'm driving down the street and I'm. Oh, we're going to play phone roulette today.
I saw your text. We're not going to talk about it in the air, but you were spot on. I forgot about that. Oops. Hey, listen, you've got at 4:45, I want to tell people
yes.
That after the last break, you and I are going to do our pigskin picks, at least for tomorrow's game.
Yep.
And, you know, and maybe in a few minutes after we do it, we talk about this fundraiser. We'll do a real quick blurb on that coming up towards the top of the hour, and then we can tell people how to go to the site and sign up and beat us up.
That sounds good.
All right, cool.
Lots of prizes, especially for beating us.
I'm hip. I'm telling you, it's good stuff. Thanks for coming into him, by the way.
No problem.
The phones, because, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, yeah, you're probably, boy, are you
we
probably right.
We were doing
right.
fine.
Well, it was only two phone calls, and both of them, one of them I knew. All right, so everybody knows about this cleanup, not cover-up. The EPA came in, said, okay, we're just going to put a big cap on the site near the Allied Paper Landfill in Millwood. And unfortunately, I think they underestimated the power of the people in this one because there's been, to say there has been an uproar would be to say the Atlantic Ocean is damp. I would say uproar is probably yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants toxic waste on top of their drinking
no.
water.
And if no. ever you have wanted to see a topic or a subject that will unite across partisan lines,
sure.
this is it.
Yeah. Well, nobody's favorite pollution.
So. And rightfully so. Like sure. you said, you know, nobody wants that.
No. So what's going to happen tonight is there's going to be a organizers of the campaign are going to host an update tonight at Bell's Eccentric Cafe. If you've never been, go. Even if if you're not really interested in it, go anyway. Because first of all, you're going to hear some really good information. It's going to suck you in. You're going to become an activist. And number two, it's at the Eccentric Cafe. It is so cool.
Yeah.
I bet it's going to be standing room only. I would be willing to bet. There's going to be a lot of people there.
Should be very interesting.
Speakers
sure.
are going to take the stage at 7:30. Expected people speaking, U.S. Congressman Fred Upton, State Representative Sean McCann, David Anderson, who is a city commissioner in Kalamazoo, and former Public Works Director Bruce Merchant, who has continued to advocate on behalf of the city.
Even after his retirement.
And
yes.
they're going to have live bands, The Hired Hands and Who Hit John, which is a really good band.
Great bands.
Really?
I mean, they really, Who Hit John is, they're awesome. So
local.
Is The Hired Hands. They're both local. The last update that we got was in July.
Yep.
The mayor had gone to Chicago, I think, and had also probably gone to Washington, too, didn't he?
He went to Washington, I thought, too,
I thought he went
to
Chicago, too.
Yeah, they definitely went to Chicago to meet with the EPA. I know that for sure. And I know that they've been working on it. I think a stumbling block still is money and how we get there. And I think there's a little give and take and going back and forth. And I think Bell's Brewery is to be commended for hosting this event. I don't think they're charging, so that's great. And should be an interesting night tonight.
That's one thing you can say about Larry Bell, he gets very involved in his community.
Oh, yes.
And, and you know, I mean, he's been advocating, you know, of course, in the Comstock Township situation.
Sure.
And I can't blame him there.
Going after Enbridge.
Yes, he is. Go. Right. You go, right. Larry. But, you know, he's really he's at the forefront here, you know, again. And so you need to get down there. Here's some of the numbers, just in case you are wondering. The EPA had originally estimated it was going to cost about $336 million to clean up the site. Mm-hmm. A company out of Wayne County called Environmental Quality estimated that cost to be about $120. Thus, what Dave said, there's a little bit of disparaging between the disparity between the two. But when the EPA came out and said it was going to cost $36 million to cap it, I think it was all money. They don't care. They don't live here.
Right.
And they really don't give a whip about, you know, they just want to get it done. And as soon as it's capped, they can move on to the next fire, you know, to try to put it out. No, you just can't do that with communities, and especially a piece of land that actually could go back on the tax rolls if it was taken care of properly.
Yes, and right in the middle of a neighborhood. It's not something that's often not near anything, but there's three elementary schools within very close distance. Mm-hmm. It's right in the smack dab middle of the city. Yeah. And right over the city water aquifer.
Aquifer, yeah, which is, you know, that doesn't help either. Yeah. So anyway, stop on out. It starts at the speakers are expected to take the stage at 7:30. So you might want to get down there a little early.
I think the music starts at 6:30 and speakers at 7:30, and then more music later on.
The hired hands will be on from 6:30 to 7:30, and then they'll have the speakers, and then Who Hit John will play until 10 o'clock. So my advice to you is to go down and get there early, and that's before 6:30, because there's going to be a lot of people there, and there's a real good chance that it could just pack in and you wouldn't be able to get in after a certain amount of time. But again, you know, you hate for this type of thing to be the event that brings people across party lines, but it's nice to see that, you know, we've heard from both U.S. senators on this. Of course, they're both Democrats, but still, we've heard from our state senator, Tanya Shoemaker, who's been in favor of this. Margaret O'Brien, state representative Portage. It's not her district, but she's still, you know, promoting it. It's, you know, and then Sean and Fred and everybody else.
So. Well, it's politicians working for the common good.
There you
and
go.
That's what it should be all about.
That doesn't happen very often.
No.
That is, no. And I guess,
at least not in Washington.
Not in Washington or Lansing.
Common good, what is that?
Is there Austin, me? I don't know.
I have no
yes,
idea.
There really is a Kalamazoo.
Yes, there is. And it's going to be packed tonight and having some fun down at Bell's Eccentric Cafe. It's on Kalamazoo Avenue. You can't miss it. But get down there early, because it's going to be a good thing, and it's just another step in us winning the battle, getting them taken away instead of covered up. So
very good.
That is cool. It is cool. So all right, we're going to talk about football. Well, a little bit. Did I wake you up there?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. We're going to talk about football a little bit and how you can be a winner. Yeah, roll that boat. Talk a little bit about Coach Fleck too.
That's right.
Grab an oar, baby. That's right. Black and gold. Gotta love it.
Can I be in on that conversation?
Yes, you
sure.
can. Okay. Yes, we'll become the quad squad here after the break.
There we go.
Right now, though, it is the trifecta, 590 WKZO. All right. It is it's the quad squad now. Officially, it's the trifecta.
Yeah.
590 WKZO. It is Jim. It is Dave Pulowski. It is Denny Cooley. And it is Dr. Sports, Carolyn Binder.
Present and accounted for.
Now that you're here, I get to ask you the same question that I asked them. Does Miguel Cabrera have a reasonable chance to win the Triple Crown? Remember, I said reasonable.
Am I the only solid yes on that one?
Yeah.
Denny
said yes because he said reasonable.
Reasonable. Reasonable chance.
Reasonable chance, sure. But I'm still very afraid for his health. I mean, yes, he's going to play. He's probably more injured than we all know. And I don't think that's a secret.
I think that's true.
But he's missed some time. And if he, even at, you know, one or two games here or there, Chris Davis is going to keep expanding his lead as far as the home runs go. Everything else, I think he can lock up.
Even he can if sing, he missed, though.
He can.
He can sing. Do you see him sing?
Yeah.
No.
He and Scherzer and Pena and who else? Iglesias?
Yes, Iglesias.
All four were singing Sweet Caroline.
I did see that.
And it was Pena that initiated it all.
Which were, that I mean, that's good
fun.
To see. That's really fun to see that. But I just the reasonable chance, sure. I'm not going to, you know, bet my life savings on it because I don't have a whole lot of life savings. So
I wasn't betting anything.
Some of us work in radio and we're like, life savings?
That's right. That's
what's
right.
Savings?
Some
what's
of us
savings?
Are just volunteers on the radio.
That's right. Look at me. I mean, you know. That's right. You
that
know.
Water that you got there, that's it, bud.
No, you know.
But still, the best thing to be able to watch night in and night out, being a Detroit Tigers fan and being in this area, is watching Miguel Cabrera swing a bat. And till the end of time, that's what it's going to be.
Because most of the time you're going to hit this, he's going to hit the ball, and you're going to hear this.
Are you kidding me?
See, there you go. So, you know, it's... It just happens.
He even surprises Jim Price.
Everything surprises Jim.
Well, of course.
I think Dickerson surprises him because I don't know if any – and I have to ask this question before we get really quick to football. Does anybody else get the feeling that Dickerson catches Price eating more often than he probably should be?
Probably.
I mean, it sounds like he's chewing on something or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I met him at Wrigley, though.
Did you really?
Yeah, I met –
Jim Price?
Yeah. And – Well, I met him at Comerica, too. Both times he was eating, ironically, which is, you know.
But I'll tell you, while you mentioned his name, nobody was a bigger fan of Ernie Harwell than me.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. However, Dan Dickerson does an outstanding job. I like him.
I feel better about – I feel bad for Riz and whatever the other guy's name was.
I don't even know.
Because they got thrown into a maelstrom because, you know, and, you know, Bo does not know better when it comes to baseball. He should have just shut up and let Ernie go his own way.
Yep.
But Dickerson, he's honored the tradition really well.
Yeah, he has.
And Price is okay. Yeah, I mean, he beats the guys on television.
He's the consummate, former player / analyst. He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
So he fits in perfect with Dan Dickerson. And I've had many conversations, and I've been lucky enough to have many conversations with Dan Dickerson. And he's just so gracious with his time and just so, you wouldn't know that he's got a ball game to get to because he's going to sit and talk to you for a minute. And that's a really neat thing to experience.
I get the feeling he's a disciple of Ernie's.
Absolutely.
That's a lot of it.
And when the Tigers used to have their caravan that came through, you have that one time.
Right.
One time I got to meet Ernie Harwell and shake his hand.
Oh.
And it's like that and the time that I got to spend an hour and a half listening to Al Kaline tell stories about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
The best.
So, I've shaken your hand, does that mean I'm shaking Ernie Harwell's hand?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that the way it goes?
Sure.
Why not?
Rubber game of the match tonight, 6:45 on your time on 590 WKZO as they finish up the series with the Red Sox. So you and I have to do our pigskin picks for next hour, right?
Yeah, I thought you said 4:45. I came in a little early, but I'm just trying to help you out.
Central time. That's okay.
Okay.
All right, so we'll do that. Go to 1660thefan.com, click on pigskin pick leaks, a link, the picks and pick
pigskin leak. Pigskin pick them.
There you go.
There you go.
Pick them, you could be a winner. We'll be back next. Another hour of the trifecta coming up, 590 WKZO.
The trifecta continues after CBS News and Kalamazoo's news from the WKZO.com newsroom on 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.